Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Real Relationship Talk Show. It is I, Kenny Talk. Can y'all hear me out there? It's cold down in the area where I am. I don't know about you, but it's cold where I'm at. We are here. I am Kenny Talk, and this is Kenny Talk Experience, and we talk real relationship talk shows, and I want to say thank everybody for the all of the contacts on Facebook. I want to thank everybody for, you know, the little stuff that they inbox me, the stuff that they actually hit me on Twitter with. For those that are not following, those that are just joining, you can actually follow us, Kenny Talk Experience. I'm sorry, at Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter, as well as Kenny Talk Experience on Facebook. You got to get into the action. But when we come back from the break, because we're going to jump right into a break before we start this groundbreaking conversation, I told y'all, calling all ladies, the woman in the mirror part two, we're going to give some game to the ladies tonight because we know the ladies out there, they need it. They want it. You know what I'm saying? And we got it for you. You know, we want to make sure that women understand that you know what, our show, we pay homage to you guys. You know, we got love for women all over the world. So big shout out to the women listening tonight on this messy night. Y'all be safe out there if you're on the roads or what have you. Round of applause. Round of applause for the wins that we have throughout the week. You know what? We made it. The hump day. We made it. We made it. So let's jump right in, everybody. We're gonna go to a break, and when we come back, we're gonna jump to the relationship truth. What is the relationship truth of the week? The relationship truth of the week is 100% about women. It's about, you know what? I'm not gonna even give y'all no sneak on it, right? You just gotta hold up just a moment. Let us pay some bills. We'll be back fast, and you can take hat in the hat. Real relationship talk show on Dollhouse Radio. Woman in the mirror.
I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, fuck how you feel. Fuck your two cents if it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this.
And everything that I do is my first name. These hoes chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me.
I just bought a crib, three stories, that bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and sucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text your ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumbass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Fucking off Eddie, I could have put on property. From the beta to murder mitt, my niggas put murder missions. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt and my dental, blowing hemp and a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you she into me, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Rest in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and pour some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Bad news. Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. Hope I lose. And if I rock with other niggas in the crew, but them niggas cool. It's just that
bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
Little bitch.
You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. That shit could break you down if you lose a good girl. I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the conscience. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Tell me when you get a fine, bitches. Don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L-it on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you're doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I ain't fucking with you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, and we're going to jump right into today's relationship. Now, you know what? Y'all know what? Today we're discussing The Woman in the Mirror Part 2, right? Now, that show, that was a pretty good show, man, and I got a lot of feedback from it. But I needed to actually kind of revisit it again because there was so much information that I didn't get a chance to kind of speak on. As well as people kind of brought some things to my attention that I needed to touch on or reiterate. Who is the woman in the mirror? She's beautiful. But we're going to dissect her a little bit. Only to try to give you some game, baby. Only to try to put you up on what's going on. You know what? And we're going to go from that point. But today's relationship truth goes as follows. Relationship truth is a post that we do every single day during the week. When it comes to Facebook, and we do it on Instagram, we do it on Twitter. And it's just a little statement, a little bit of a post, a little bit of what we call a truth that goes on in relationships. And, you know, we get a lot of calm feedback around it. The relationship truth of this week goes as follows. It says, y'all ready? Relationship truth. When faced with the choice of being honest with an emotional person, whose feelings you care about protecting, telling a lie is more than likely to be chosen. When you're faced with the choice of being honest with an emotional person whose feelings that you care about protecting, telling a lie is more than likely to be chosen. Now, I got a lot of pushback and feedback on that post right there. I want to talk about it real quick, and I'm going to tie it directly to The Woman in the Mirror. All right. Man, some people mistake this quote of saying that that was the thing to do, that we support, or that this relationship truth that I just spoke of or just read is supporting this being the thing to do. That's not what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. What we're doing is we're just speaking on it from a perspective of what's going on, what is actually the truth. Do we condone it? Absolutely not. I don't condone anybody lying to anybody to hurt their feelings, pulling the wool over your eyes. We are too grown for that in 2015. You know how I know? Because we was too grown for it in 2014. So the post is just merely saying that this is a relationship truth. Does it happen with everybody? Just about. If you feel like it never happens to you, hey, then that's just the way you feel, and we respect it. But I wanted to make sure I clear that up, because I got a lot of people giving a lot of pushback, saying that they don't feel that, or they think that's bullshit, and you know, some of everything. But one thing about it is, I can say I do appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback. Those that are just joining me, my name is Kenny Talk, and we're going to be discussing The Woman in the Mirror on the Real Relationship Talk Show tonight. And the Real Relationship Talk Show is Kenny Talk Experience on Dollhouse Radio. I jump it right into The Woman in the Mirror. Now, that song is just, I'm going to go there in a little bit. I ain't going to go there yet. One of the key points that, as far as feedback I got about what makes the woman in the mirror who she is today, it was overall centered around what she was taught, what she sees. And I got to go on, jump in, and I got to go on, keep it real. I touched on it a little bit last week. And relationship truth people, relationship experts, people that tell, even counselors, relationship counselors, your Steve Harveys, your Dr. Fields, and your whoever that love to give relationship advice. One of the key things that I noticed is that I've been watching women, and women, they really take heed to what's being said in a lot of these relationship truths, to the point where they feel it, but they feel it only when it resonates with their truth, right? They feel it and have respect for it only when it strokes their ego, you know? They feel it. They amen it when it's aligned with their values or their perception on relationship and on life and in life. But let it be something that's slightly outside of that. Let it be a relationship truth, something that you don't want to agree with, you know, something that you hate the fact that it's true, or something that, guess what, that touches you a little bit, rubs you the wrong way. Then it's, you know what, it's a lot of, you know what, hey, that's bullshit. Hey, that's not true. This person, no, that shit don't make sense. That's not true because of whatever reason. Give us a personal reason. I feel like the relationship advice that's given out, the things that we see on TV, the things that we want to believe, the traditions over the years, ladies, it has shaped who you are today. It shapes your perception. Your perception is your reality, right? All I'm saying. And this, I think we do a bad job at times, because we are so concerned with how you feel, just like the post said. The post spoke about when you have a man or anybody that's in a relationship with a woman. And I tell you, women are emotional people. Women are beautiful people. Women are nurturing people, right? They really, really make us want to protect their feelings. They really make us really want to protect them. all I'm saying is that in order to do this, we will sell you a lie. And this lie further perpetuates the perception that you have that makes you who you are today, a woman in the mirror. Wow. I'm going to go to Facebook real quick because I got some posts popping in and people getting at me today. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Coming up after the break, we're going to do the Keeping It Real letter, like we always do. Go to Facebook real quick. I got one of my friends that say, they feel like being honest should be something that you should do regardless. It does impact the way a woman feels, and it also impacts who a woman is when your honesty hurts her. When she moves on to the next person, that honesty, that hurt, shapes her who she is, and I can agree with that. However, protecting a woman's feelings is not done when a man lies to her. Men need to get this through their thick skulls and understand. Alright, thank you. Hey, fellas, y'all heard that out there, right? And that brings me to the point. Women are strong-minded. Here's point number two. We already addressed, of course, what she's taught. You know, things that are favorable to her. But my second point that I'm going to jump in right now is going to be how strong the woman is. Tell y'all how strong the woman is. Y'all know that song that we just played, the song, I think it was, yeah, the artist's name, I just played the song, the guy made the song, I Don't F With You. And it's a little bit of a rant where this guy is kind of speaking about, I guess it's a woman he's dated or a woman that's continuously trying to, I guess, come back into his life, and he's saying, I don't deal with you or whatever. But when I listen to that record, it kind of, to me, it exemplifies or it demonstrates the power that a woman has. What do you mean by that, Kenny? You know what I mean by that? I mean, like, it sounds kind of like it's a guy that wants to walk away from a woman, right, that wants to be able to place his focus, this is the funny part, elsewhere. He don't deal with you no more, but he has to keep expressing it. He has to keep speaking. He has to speak on it, talk about you. He got to put the woman down. He got to say something bad about you, right? He got to put you down, women. Because guess what? You have that much power. You have that much influence. You did get to him emotionally, right? That's why he reacts that way. Your strength can make men be this way. And I know some of you guys as well. Listen to the Breakfast Club. We was looking on Kanye West. I think it was last week or the week before. And it went viral that Kanye West said something about Amber Rose, right? He made the statement that when Amber Rose spoke about Kim trying to, Amber Rose pretty much spoke about Kim trying to talk to him, send him text messages while they were together, right? And he immediately made this statement, two statements to pretty much, not just to really dispel the rumor, but to cut her down. I don't get me wrong, she got her own problems and she doing what she doing in the media, and it all could be, of course, done just for publicity, but this is what we do in our personal lives too. As men, when we're emotionally hurt, we try to cut that woman down, even if it is true. As he made, I'm going to tell y'all what he said. He made the statement that if it wasn't for Kim not really dating him at the time that he wanted, that never would have been an Amber Rose. And then when they brought something else up that she said, then he went on to say, hey, I had to take 30 showers before I got with Kim after I was with Amber. You know, and I was like, you know what? Even if that's true, she has some kind of power to make you cut her down, to make you resort to lashing out that way. Could have said anything. You could have just said, well, you know what? That's funny. Shout out to Amber, keep it moving. That's it. But it's the power of a woman that makes her who she is, right? The woman in the mirror. Also, to touch on that, when you talk about back to the quote about trying to keep from hurting a woman's feelings, and also to jump right back on what our Facebook friend just said. He just made a statement about, you know what, men need to stop using that as an excuse, basically. Men need to just man up. Yeah, this is what guy said as well on the post. You need to man up. This is what he's saying. And I'm going to keep you anonymous. But he says, men need to man up and stop using that as an excuse. Lying is childish, is the statement that he made. Lying is childish, and that's an old excuse, and we shouldn't continue to use it. We might as well say we're punks. Okay, you know what? I mean, I'm gonna agree with you on that one. At the end of the day, women, you guys are so strong. You guys have gone through a lot that makes you so strong. You've dealt with a lot, right? But when it comes to a guy keeping it real, he won't do it because of the fact that you will verbally, physically give a display of weakness when you hear it. Let me repeat that. What did I mean by that? Here's what I mean. What I mean by that is when it comes to a woman being strong, being put on a pedestal as this strong figure, this person that overcame so much, that can deal with so much, that accomplished so much, you accept all that strength. But when we speak about something like a truth that may either hurt your feelings, or a truth that may rub you the wrong way, or just simply make you feel some type of way, you react in a manner that displays weakness. Right? This weakness that you show is a direct reflection, or aligns directly with the reason a guy reacts the way he reacts when it comes to that, down to telling you that truth. Just like the post said, you have to accept some of the blame. If you have a guy, ladies, that that runs from telling you how he really feels, right, or telling you the real as far as what's going on with him and being honest, you have to ask yourself, why? You have to look at the woman in the mirror. The woman in the mirror is the reason. The woman is a high percentage of a chance that the woman is the reason why the guy refuses to do that. There's a lot of guys that don't like to see a woman display weakness. You know, being hurt, crying, reacting violently, you know, just being crushed. Now, is that an excuse to lie? Absolutely. But we have to understand as men is men today, and also whoever else is dating a woman, because we have women that date women. Hey, we all got to realize at the end of the day, a woman is stronger than what we believe or what we're thinking. A woman is stronger than her display of weakness at the time of hurt. She may make you think she's about to jump out a window. She may make you think that, oh my God, you just killed her. She might make you think that she cannot move on without you. But this is just a reaction. We got to be able to just say what we got to say. Now, choose your words. I'm not saying just drop a brick on her head, fellas or people. We got to cherish our women as the way they feel enough not to do that. Those that are just joining us, you're listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we're discussing the woman in the mirror. And I will be going to the phone lines if you guys are going to be calling in, 646-595-4038, to speak on it. Or if not, you can just continue to hit me up on Facebook. I see a lot of y'all quotes here, right? I'm going to read them in just a moment, but a lot of them are kind of aligning with the subject, so I think it's a good thing. But I do see that you are, a lot of you guys are giving mad respect to the conversation, the lecture that we're discussing. remember, if you like what we're saying, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that they can click on this link anytime during the week and listen to this episode or anytime afterwards, you know. The goal, the KennyTalkExperience.com is coming back this summer. We're going to make it happen. KennyTalkExperience.com is coming back. You guys will be able to get the links there to listen to all of the shows. But back to the point real quick before we go to break. A woman is stronger than her display of weakness in the time of hurt. I think that's a cool quote. I got to write that down real quick. The woman is stronger. When we come back from the break, we got two more topics we're going to touch on, discuss, that really makes up who, things that make up the woman in the mirror, that makes the woman who she is today. So just to give her some game and just help her be able to deal with tomorrow better, to deal with relationships better, the relationships that she's in. If she's single, so what? You know, we want you to be able to deal with your own situation in a manner that makes you happy. You know, okay? So kind of keep that in mind. That kind of keep that in mind. All right, remember. Oh, back to the topic. Yeah, she's stronger than her display of weakness at the time that she get hurt, right? So I'm letting everybody out there know now, regardless of how you feel a woman is going to react, you got to choose the right words, words that resonate with her, that she understands, that she can connect with, right, to tell her clearly what's going on. Now, women, you are perpetuating this, right? You are the reason. Why? Because you guys say all the time that we need to keep it real. So I say to myself, all right, let's get it. I said to all the fellas out there, let's make it happen. Because guess what? At the end of the day, it's on us. We're the ones that's going to have to, of course, pretty much, we're going to have to shape the future of what relationships are. And I think we do that every single day. We do that every single day. Right. So when we come back from the break, it's going to be about, guess what? It's going to be about our keeping a real letter. Let me see where our keeping a real letter is going to be from. If you want to actually send it in, you can inbox us on Facebook, you know. Yeah, you can send a little something through Twitter, or you can email it, kennytalk69@gmail.com. Yeah, our keeping a real letter comes from Louisville, Kentucky. And I want to give a big shout out right now for Louisville for sharing. I appreciate it. No. Bye. You gotta make sure that a woman understands that we are tell her the truth, that we know how strong she is. Even when she tells us she can't take it, she's hurt, she's on the ground crying and kicking and screaming, and oh my God, I can't believe you told me that, it shall pass. But you're stronger than your display. Time of being hurt, right? Yeah. Remember, Dollhouse Radio, everybody, is what you're listening to us on. And you can listen to a lot of the shows that we do have available about being Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we keep you going throughout the week, right? You can dial that 646 number anytime, any night, and you'll hear somebody going hard. Shout out to the Dollhouse family, right? God love. Right. So, if you're at the point, I had a situation where I was speaking to a young lady, and she really felt like she couldn't go on. She really felt like, you know what, at which the last person has done to her is hindering her moving on. You know what I said? I said to myself, That might be the case. But I can almost guarantee you, you know of somebody that leaned on your shoulder. And I'm speaking to women, ladies. y'all know of somebody. You got a friend, you got a cousin, you got a sister, an aunt, or whoever. You got somebody that actually was in a position that you're in right now. This is what I told her. You know what? You're hurt. You feel really bad. You know, you feel terrible about what you've actually gone through. And you really feel like, you know what? Man, it just don't make no sense. I'm not going to be able to pull through this. But guess what ended up happening? You tell that person, hey, baby girl, it's going to be all right. I'm your friend. You can lean on me. I know it's messed up how he did you or what he said, but don't even worry about it. You're going to meet you somebody that's going to treat you. I mean, the same thing, right? And you know what ended up happening to your friend? Your friend right now is A-OK. Your friend right now has having no issues at all. Your friend has moved on when your friend told you clearly that she couldn't do it. The same way you're telling me right now that you feel like you just can't do it, right? So you know what I said to her? I said, you got to make sure that you take the same advice that you gave her. And she was like, you know what, that really makes sense. You feel like it's not going that it's terrible and you can't go on, but you can. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kenny Talk Experience, the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we're discussing the woman in the mirror only on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to be back faster than you can say cat in the hat, right? We're going to be back faster than you can say cat in the hat with the Keeping It Real letter coming all the way from Louisville, Kentucky. Shout out.
Yeah. What these bitches want from
it's cold. Let's wrap up. Yeah.
What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
Hey, dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Y'all niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You thinking life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy pat, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life.
Right?
So what is it you want from a nigga?
What?
I gave you, you gave me.
Bitch,
I blazed you, you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever tested.
Right.
Better than all the rest. I'm like, all right, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
What you want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookie. Well, I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Laurie, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, Latoya, Tina, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana, and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is all some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you, hell. But I'ma keep it real. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga?
I
think about when a nigga didn't have, and a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this, and this. Some cats, that nigga's the shit. And that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm asleep, trying to creep with your best friend. What it is, dig deep.
I know it's so hard to
Real Relationship Talk Show, and we are back. It's that time. Those that just joining, the woman in the mirror, it's time for the guess what? The Keeping It Real letter. Let's keep it real today. All the way from Louisville, Kentucky. Shout out to her for writing in. She says, in talk, I realize that you guys have a relationship talk show and you speak on relationships between a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman as it pertains to love, as it pertains to sex. However, I'm writing you today about a relationship that I have with a young lady that I'm not sexually involved with. However, she's a friend of mine. Now, our relationship is pretty cool. We normally keep it real with each other. But lately, I started to realize that she doesn't seem to take our friendship, or she's taking our, well, she's taking our friendship for granted. We had a situation that brewed over between me and a guy. I wanted desperately to make it work with this guy. I kept it real with her. I told her a lot. As always, I tell her things that I go through with the guy. But she was utilizing this information for herself because she actually wanted the guy. He came to me after a big argument that we had because of the fact that she had been conversating with the guy that I am now, that I have now broken up with. It makes me feel like she took my friendship and used it to get information that was needed to get with the guy that I wanted. She told me that it didn't make sense to deal with him because of certain things, and still she communicates with. Can you keep it real with my situation? Should I cut this friend loose because of her impact to my life on love? Okay. Wow, that was a pretty... You know what? I'm glad I chose that one, because when you speak about the woman in the mirror, when we speak about the woman in the mirror, next point that I wanted to kind of touch on, thank Kentucky for writing in, Louisville. The point I want to touch on is that we talked last week about pain, how hurt shapes the woman in the mirror, makes her who she is, right? You can utilize this in the same manner, because a lot of times it's not just a guy or a lover that causes a woman pain. It's women that cause women pain. A lot of times y'all won't hold each other down, man. Women say, I hear a lot of times women have to stick together. We got to be strong with each other, right? But when it comes down to love, women betray each other. When it comes down to lust, sex, women betray each other, right? Not to mention money. Women betray each other. Not to mention attention. Women betray each other, right? Attention. I mean, so many things, right? We at the point right now where women can shape or hurt each other and shape who they are today and going forward. You know, I simply hurt each other by not having each other back. And here are some examples real quick. I see you hit me up on Facebook. Yeah, this is a clear example where in the Keeping It Real letter, we allow love or we allow sex. Now, she never said what the situation, well, we don't know what the situation is like between a friend and this guy, right? Could be lust, could be just, you know, she just really loved the guy because they did have some type of connection at one point. So, but at the end of the day, is it worth really betraying a friend? Ladies, have you ever been in a situation where a woman betrayed you, your trust, right? Over love, over sex, lust, or what have you, or to get what she wanted? Hey, Facebook blowing up right now. I see y'all. I see a lot of amens. I see a lot of thumbs up. You know what? So kind of tailoring it back to the Keeping It Real letter, sweetheart. The question shouldn't be about whether or not you should move on from that friend. You got to be able to emotionally keep holding together. Because I know it seems like this person was the wedge between you and that guy, but I can assure you, she wasn't the wedge. Because if she was the wedge, the clear wedge, and that guy really wanted to be with you like he wanted to be with him, him even having sex with her wouldn't have stopped that. Because he's going to go where he really wants to go. He's going to be where he really wants to be. So I need you to not take it out on your friend. Right? I need you to understand where your friend is coming from. Right? I need you to understand that we all, even men and women, we fall weak for love. We fall weak for sex, whatever you want to call it. We do. We 100% do. So I would say, keep it real with you. I mean, you might want to be able to, you might want to relate to her. You might want to understand her perspective. Now, if you're just so emotionally distraught and frustrated and fed up with her that you can't be around her, then don't be around her for a minute. Open up to her and just let her know, Nora, man, we still cool. I really don't have anything against you if that's the way you want to swing. I'm a little emotionally thrown off right now. I'm distraught. I'm very frustrated. I got love for you, but I need a minute. Keep it real. That guy, I mean, let him go and go where he want to go, if that's what he want. That's all we're saying. That's the keeping it real with that. You guys, I mean, hit me up on Facebook, 646-595-4038 if you want to speak on it. Let me hear what you got to say about the keeping it real letter, because Kentucky would like to know. She would like to know. So I'm going to jump right into Facebook real quick. And now, I shouldn't read this because I don't really want to make. But you know what? Now I'm going to read it because I see why I can make a point behind it. I see why I can make a point. She says, that's BS. If a woman betrayed your trust over love, a woman will betray your trust over anything. So if she's going to betray your trust, you do not need to be with her. You do not need her in your life. Okay. Now, the reason I wasn't going to read that is because at the end of the day, it takes energy to cut somebody out of your life or to verbalize that you're going to cut somebody out of your life. It takes unnecessary emotion and energy. Right? You could just, instead of cutting the person off, you can still be cordial with a person, right? And go on about your life. Go on about what you got to do. I see it all the time, you know, on Facebook, where I know some of you ladies probably listen, probably have posted. Got to delete some of these friends. People that say that your friend is not your friend, or I'm got to go through and delete some of these people. I mean, if you got to get on somewhere and announce it, then it's like you're not really serious about it. I mean, if that's the move you're going to make, just make it. Why do you, everybody got to know that that's how you feel right now, that you're feeling some type of way? So when it comes to making the woman in the mirror who she is today, it stems from hurt. And a lot of times we don't hold each other down. I mean, our women don't hold each other down, right? Because we're talking about women right now. Because we do things like we sleep with each other's mates. You know what I'm saying? What about women out there that actually know a guy is involved with somebody that they know, right? And they still deal with him. They still deal with him. What about her? What about the woman that has a baby? What about the woman that has a baby by a guy? It don't work out. And she opts to, and he opts to move on. But she wants to hold on. She do things. She say things. that are hurtful, that are outside of her character, to him, to the woman he wants to be with, right? She does things like this because that's her reaction. What about that? What do you think you do to that woman? The mere fact that you lash out, you become bitter because you're lashing out with your and expressing your feelings in an ill way. What do you think that does to you as a person, right? What do you think that does to the perception you have on relationships, the perceptions that you have on relationships in general, not just with men or whoever you're dating, but in business relationships, you know? Women are so strong, and I pay homage to you. The Kenny Talk experience pays homage to you. We got love for the women, right? And that's real. The next point I'm going to jump into before we get into, and you know what, y'all keep hitting me up, but before we get into the final thought, another point that we want to make is we want to just kind of tie in hurt. There are a lot of women out there now. This may be a little bit of a taboo subject I'm about to touch on, but it's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and I'm not afraid to touch on it. You know, I'm a respectable guy that has a respectable brand that 100% respect women. We do. But when it comes to love, when it comes to who we love, or who women love, a lot of times it's pain that shapes who we are today, shapes our perception on life, stems from us looking for love in wrong places, in the wrong places. Looking for love in the wrong places. We find ourselves at a point where we feel like this guy is the one, or this person is the one. Instead of walking into it, she dives into it. She puts everything she have in it. All right. Then when it don't turn out right, she's very upset. She's hurt. Right. Even to the point where I was speaking to a couple of women that are actually, they date or they're in relationships now with other women because they really feel like that's where they have to go to get an emotional understanding. And understanding, sensitivity, you know, that's what they have to get. I have to go be fulfilled emotionally in the arms of another woman. Now, do I have any problem with that? Absolutely not. That's what you feel you want to do. You know, I support you being where you want to be. Kenny Talk experience does, right? But we want to rethink being where you are or being where you want to be based on the fact that you're running from somewhere else. You're running from relationships with men looking for that emotional support, sensitivity, looking for understanding, right? Looking for a relatable person that respects and takes in consideration your feelings, right? That's what happens, right? And the reason why it could cut even deeper if you are a person that's running from men into a situation like that more so than a woman that's just simply attracted to women. Guess what happens? You get hurt worse. It cuts deeper when you get to that side to see that when a lot of the women that are out dating other women or is simply attracted to women A lot of them, they are just like guys. They are, you know. I've talked to a couple that just, I mean, they are like guys. They are on the prowl. They on the hunt. They trying to smash as many bad chicks as they can, right? So what ends up happening is that you run from dating men to dating women only to run into the same type of behavior from a woman. And what makes it worse is that the woman really understands how to make an emotional connection with you because she's a woman, right? She gets you to that point because if she can make an emotional connection with you and pull you over and pull you in, then guess what? It's going to hurt worse when she displays male behavior. You know, you catch her talking to another girl or another woman, or you catch her in bed with another woman, or you catch her texting another woman. Right, you catch her giving another woman that same emotional support, connection, and intimacy that she gave you, and it hurts. It tears you to pieces because now you're on the run again. You're confused, right? This is also what shapes the woman, who the woman is in the mirror, right? So, those that have been listening, I want to thank you guys for responding on Facebook. A lot of the things that you said, I didn't really get a chance to read. But wait a minute, I got one. I think I need to read this one right here because she's speaking on the hurt, right? There are a lot of women that are simply attracted to women, yet and still go through the exact same things that we as women go through that are not attracted to women but attracted to men. So holistically, we need to respect each other's feelings. Holistically, we need to tell each other the truth. You know what? I read that just for that reason, sweetheart. I want to thank you for writing that in. I appreciate you because, I mean, it makes sense. Regardless of what, we need to respect each other's feelings by keeping it real. We need to go ahead and let each other know exactly how we feel and exactly what we want. You will be surprised that the person that you are afraid to keep it real with, they just might accept who you really are, right? They just might accept what you're saying. But we tiptoe around it, right? We be afraid. We're very concerned. We'd rather lie because it's easier. It's a real relationship talk show. I am Kenny Talk, and we were discussing the woman in the mirror, what makes the woman in the mirror who she is. And I hope you guys got something out of this. You know, we're going to keep it going because every single Wednesday at 7:30, we're going to bring you guys the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to give you guys some game. I want women to be up on the game, right? Because when you guys are up on the game, you make guys have to step their game up. And I'm all for everybody evolving. I'm all for everybody being open to who they really are so we can determine if we're going to accept who you really are. Give us the option to do so. It's about time for what we like to call the final thought, everybody. And the final thought is just a little bit of spoken word, and we're going to sum everything up that we have discussed. And hey, I be getting my poetry on, though, man. You know, I be getting mad, crazy love. They be like, man, your poetry be kind of on point, man. They got to hit the stage somewhere, do me some open mic. But, you know, that'd be difficult. I don't memorize them, you know. Be like, on to the next. Yeah. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, the final thought. Woman in the mirror. Here we go. Now, what makes a woman be the person that she is today or the person that she wants to be tomorrow? Is the way she was raised, the things she sees and believes, and how she deals with happy times, pain, and sorrow? In her pursuit to become a woman, a wife, a mother, or to achieve a successful career, it really drains a lot of her energy. And not to leave out the need for her to be there, for them to be there for each other. A woman can be her support system or her worst enemy. That's real. She is told that there is a man out there that's made just for her, and he'll be everything she wants in a man right now. She's not taught that she must also be the woman that this man wants. No one's telling her she might have to adjust or show her how. We as men do a disservice to our daughters by not being around. We as men do a disservice to our daughters by either not being around, or we raise them like princess in a castle. We protect her from real life, sugar and spice, and everything nice. That's what makes looking for love for her such a hassle. It's the Kenny Talk. We're going to be back next week because we're going to keep it going. What next week topic going to be, y'all? What y'all think? Hit Kenny Talk up and let him know what you want to talk about. However you want to do it. I got love. Right? It's pretty cold here, and I hear the snow is coming down, right? I hope you're not out there on the road. If you are, get home safe. Remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to go to our page and click on that link. You can listen to the Kenny Talk Experience at any time. Click the link, 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 and we'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat. This is at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. There's a lot going on for 2015. New book coming. Current book out. The truth that tears us apart, the lies that keep us together, on Amazon and everywhere online. Go check it out. Go download it. You'll be surprised. You'll be enlightened. Dollhouse Radio, salute. The Kenny Talk Experience is out.